Godot says no to AI code and exposes a deeper institutional crisis. The open-source game engine Godot announced it will no longer accept AI-authored code contributions. The maintainer's stated rationale, as reported by PC Gamer, was direct. We can't trust heavy users of AI to understand their code enough to fix it. The policy scored 224 points and 140 comments on Hacker News. The discussion fractured along three lines. One camp endorsed the policy on code quality grounds, arguing that AI-generated code harbors subtle bugs that only surface under edge conditions, and that maintainers should not bear the cost of debugging contributions the contributor does not fully understand. A second camp called the policy unenforceable and performatively symbolic. A third, arguably the most analytically honest, argued the real issue is contribution quality standards that should apply regardless of how code was generated, AI or otherwise. The practical concern, however, is genuine. AI tools have dramatically lowered the barrier to generating plausible-looking contributions without reducing the maintainer burden of reviewing them. If anything, the volume increase makes that burden worse. Godot is not the only project having this conversation. It is simply the one that formalized the policy publicly. The RxEve Next Chapter announcement, meanwhile, carried a quieter but structurally similar urgency. The Cornell-affiliated preprint server, which has operated since 1991 and now hosts over 2 million papers, described infrastructure upgrades, sustainability planning, and expanded subject area coverage. In the context of 2026, when machine learning preprint volume has grown roughly tenfold in 5 years, infrastructure upgrades carries different weight than it would have in 2018. Hacker News commenters pressed on quality filtering, duplicate detection, and how RxEve plans to handle AI-generated paper submissions. The open-source world and the scientific publishing world, it turns out, are confronting the same upstream question. When AI-generated content becomes volumetrically dominant in a review-gated system, what happens to the institution doing the reviewing?